This is Sunday morning, June 10th, 2018, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is disinformation, is the name of it. Disinformation is false information deliberately and often covertly spread as by the planting of rumors in order to influence public opinion or obscure the truth. The kneeling athletes. Protesting the establishment is not the person of Donald J. Trump. Why didn't they do it to Obama? That's what I wondered. I was asking the Lord, why didn't they do it to Obama? So what the Lord was saying is they're not protesting the person of Donald J. Trump. They're protesting the establishment whom he represents. And I thought, well, why didn't they do it to Obama? This is what the Lord said. They knew he would do nothing, but they know Trump can and probably will. I heard him, he had a conference, he was fixing to get on the chopper and they were going to take him, I guess, to Air Force One so he could go to, you know, this summit, G7. And he had some people out on the lawn, some reporters, so he stopped and answered questions. And he made the statement, because I've noticed that young athlete hold that sign up or whoever held it up, that America's not listening. And Donald Trump said, I want to talk with those athletes that have the beef or whatever's going on and find out, like these pardons he's giving, if there's evidently someone that they're aiming at that has been done unjustly and they won't write it. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't he tell somebody? Or maybe they did, but maybe the media has distorted it, and you're not seeing the whole picture because it made me have a bad attitude. What did it do? It pit race against race. Mm-hmm. It did in me. Well, just go back to Africa, you know, or whatever. Go back to your other country if you think it's so bad. But it was like the Lord was letting me see. They're trying to make a statement of injustices. And these people that are being pardoned by President Trump, they have been unusually sentenced way too long for what crime they committed. And so he's using it, but I believe this is what this is about. So we need to watch what we hear and not just react. We need to ask the Lord about what's going on here. What's the real motive? Is the media being skewed? Are we hearing only part of it? I think so. Okay, it says the MSM spins things. They take partial statements and add disinformation to it. It's a false narrative. They want to control the narrative. They want to control your thinking processes. They want you hating the Muslims or hating the blacks or hating this one or hating that one, when all the while it's their own people that are doing everything. It's not those people. White against black and black against white, anything to bring disunity. When it does this, when something like that does it, you can pretty well take it to the bank. Satan's behind it. He's trying to start discord, keep this nation in disunity. I'm praying that what will happen is what I'm decreeing. He's going to meet with them and he's going to do what they need for him to do, and they're going to stand up and apologize if they've spoken. Maybe they spun what he said and made it look like he was bashing the president. I don't know. It's a possibility. But I thought, here's something right here that we can change and nip the devil right in the bud, unifying our athletes again, unifying people all across, because a lot of people watch sports. It's a big propaganda stage. I'm not saying it's totally that way. I don't know. But it was like, the Lord said, don't just spout off something when something like that happens. You need to use your words to change things, not just get mad and spout off something. You need to know the full story and the truth before you start speaking. Let me tell you what to speak. Don't let the devil use your emotions to go, well, I ain't never going to another ball game again, or I ain't supporting them, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. Come on. That's exactly what's happened. I know it, because I did it. Mm-hmm. All right, we're modern-day Elijahs. We want to call down fire on the prophets of Baal. But we're going to have our mouths in control. Speak only what God tells us to speak.